Girls Aloud and The Promise on MFR. Just a couple of minutes after 7:45. It's Grace with you, and I'm joined with Brian from the news. Hi, Brian from the news.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Are you a lover, Brian, of a certain programme which is going to come back on the tellies? When is it? Next Wednesday. It's called The Great British Bake Off. Don't know if you've heard of it.
I am, and I'm having a Great British Bake Off party, and the bunting's already gone up. And
hold the phone. What? You never invited any of us to this. This is news to me, Brian, and you're from the news.
Now I'm going to have to invite everyone.
Indeed you are. So it's only a matter of days before you can cast your judgmental eyes over the Great British Bake Off hopefuls. The eldest is called Lee, 67, and the youngest is Michael, he's 20. And we all love the Bake Off, not just to see some yummy cakes, but also for the innuendos.
Down south, my ginger nuts were always that little bit hotter, and my grandmother's ginger nuts were always that bit hotter.
Gets me every time, honestly, I can't stop. Right, so I was thinking about what I could make, like cooking-wise, because it's inspired me, the fact that the Bake Off's back. So I was thinking to myself last night, I was like, what could I possibly make? Brian's going to be in. Should I make him breakfast? So have you had breakfast yet?
No, I'm a hungry boy. What are you going to make me?
I'm going to make what I am. It's probably like my speciality. It's called cereal. And I have a bowl here. Oh. It's a pink sipper bowl, which means it's got a straw on the side and you can sip the milk out of it. So I'm just going to first of all take what I like to call Frosties. They're great.
There's no bacon.
No, the art to cereal is that it's been passed through generations in my family, just like microwaving things has. Then we're going to take, along with the Frosties, something else, which is a great speciality called Rice Krispies.
Well, at least there's some sugar in there.
They go snap, crackle and pop. Now, usually I would use Gold Top milk for this, however, I don't get paid till next week, so it's semi-skimmed, right? I'm going to put you through the hassle of drinking Red Top milk, so...
Will I even get a spoon?
The thing is, with my speciality of cereal, is that enough milk? Well, just finish the whole half pint. There you go. Is I don't use a spoon. I use my fingers, so there we go. So I've had a wee spill, Mark. The engineer's going to go mental.
There's a reason why I miss this meal, then, every day.
There you go. And just to finish this up, we're going to top it off with... Oh, sugar. Some Cocoa Pops. Now... Usually I like to put 6 multi-pack cereals in, but I thought I'd just go easy on you. And just a final wee stir with my fingers here. There we go. That, Brian, if I just pass you that and not spill it. There you go.
Okay.
That, my friend, is how you make cereal.
It's probably the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Thanks. I hope you like it just as much as you like DJ Snake and Justin Bieber. This is a new one, by the way. It's called Let Me Love You. You just take your time. Use your fingers. The scoop in action with your hands, usually how I approach it. I used to believe-